Or ask your smart speaker to play Radio Catskill.
Welcome to Folk Plus. I'm Angela Page, and I've been presenting contemporary folk and roots music in colleges, coffee houses, Greenwich Village, and in print media since the mid-70s. And I've been airing artists since 1993. Stay tuned for the best in contemporary folk.
A song that is for people whose cultural heritage is not clear. Feel free to sing along. I'm Christian and I'm Jewish and of African descent. I've always found the holidays a very strange event. So on the first day of Hanukkah, my true love sang to me a new all-purpose carol that's for trimming a hybrid kind of tree. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa time is here. It's the fa-la-la, diddle-dum, jumbo-jumbo time of year. Gloria baruchata, in excelsis Deo, Deo. Daylight come, the drummer boy drum, the angels fly away, oh. There is no Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa storyline per se, oh. But take your favorite parts of each and tell it your own way. 'Twas on an ancient solstice night, 'neath a Kilimanjaro star, that Judas Maccabee hitched a ride with his good friend Balthazar to a stable mean where Mary and Joseph had run so low on oil that the little baby Jesus had to buy 8 days' worth from the moil. Here we go! Oh, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa time is here. It's that fa-la-la, diddle-dum, jumbo-jumbo time of year. Gloria baruchata, in excelsis Deo, Deo. Daylight come, the drummer boy drum, the angels fly away, oh. It came upon a Ramadan that the gladsome tidings swirled and told about the miracle to all the waiting world. And to confirm this miracle of epic-making scale, on the day right after Christmas, every single item went on sale. Last chance! Oh, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa time is here. It's that fa-la-la, diddle-dum, jumbo-jumbo time of year. Gloria baruchata, in excelsis Deo, Deo. Daylight come, the drummer boy drum, the angels fly away, oh.
You've heard Dasher and Dancer and Comet and Blitzen, come on. Do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Well, you can call me Rudy. I don't mind. You can tell me from the others by the way my nose shines. It was a point of contention, an embarrassment. But how was I to know it would be heaven sent? Well, I was chilling on my own at the top of the world at the North Pole joint with the fat boy, Chris. I steps up to this sly rain girl. She says, yo, homeboy, you better listen to this. Now, anyone can see you got an interest in me, and I can truly understand it. I'm a deaf as can be, from a bad bambi tail to my hot hoof feet. I'm the sweetest little reindeer that you ever gonna meet. But you got a little nightlight on the end of your face, and every time you get excited, you illuminate the place. Can't be a girl, ain't no way. I don't hang with no boy who ain't pulling a sleigh. So beat feet, scram, you hear what I'm saying? Shiny no sucker, go away, I ain't playing. She were cold, I was down, I ain't lying to you. That bambi shaking ringer left me sad and blue. But I promised myself I'd have her for my own, cause it was Christmas Eve and I was all alone. Kris Kringle, that cat was in a jam, all right. He didn't have his ever readies ready that night. He said, yo, homeboy, with your incandescent snoot, don't I need your help to deliver this loot? I said, dad, for real, you gotta be jiving. Gonna hook me to the front of the ride that you be driving? He said, yo, I'm serious as a heart attack. I got a lot of little goodies in my Santa Claus sack. But the fog's so thick, it's so dark, so black, I can't see my way there, much less get back. Well, the next thing you know, I'm in front of the sleigh. I say, yo, this is dope, we've been on our way. And the rest, as they say, is history. I got the bambi shaking red girl next to me. She said, oh, Rudy. I say, yo, slide me some hoof.
Thanks for staying late, and thanks for listening. This is a little story about Christmas at my house growing up. I have 6 brothers and sisters, and my brother Johnny's here tonight, so... It's called Walnuts and Rice. It was a disappointing Christmas when I was just a kid. I didn't get the bike I wanted, but my brother did. Surrounded by presents, all I could see was that 10-speed. I looked at Mom and Dad and said, it's the bike I really need. He took one hand full of walnuts and one hand full of rice. You see, my dad, he had a funny way of handing out advice. Well, first he poured the rice in this empty candy jar. But when he poured the walnuts in, they spilled down to the floor. He said the walnuts are like the people you love, your mom, your brother, and me. And the rice is all the things in life that we all think we need. And how we fill this empty jar is how we live our lives. First things first, there's room for both walnuts and rice. Well, I looked at him all confused, and he looked at me all content. And as the smile grew across his face, I asked him what he meant. And then he emptied out that jar, but before he put it back, this time he poured the nuts in first and the rice filled in the cracks. He said the walnuts are like the people you love, your mom, your brother, and me. And the rice is all the things in life that we all think we need. And how we fill this empty jar is how we live our lives. First things first, there's room for both walnuts and rice. Yeah, first things first, there's room for both walnuts and rice.
I saw the Beatles on TV, and that sealed my fate for me. I knew what I was born to be, and that I couldn't change it. Saw that guitar for the first time in the music store next to the Five and Dime, and I knew that it was mine, like someone prearranged it. The guitar, I'd hold it close, tell it things nobody knows. I'd take it everywhere I'd go, I'd even kiss it. That guitar and I were one, and you know they all made fun. I didn't care, I just played on. Too bad they missed it. I'd beg my parents every day, I'd hint, I'd plead, I'd pray. I drove them quite insane, oh, but they were patient. I was the seventh child of nine, and I wanted something that was mine. And though I never felt deprived, they knew this was different. That guitar, I'd hold it close, tell it things nobody knows. I took it everywhere I'd go, I'd even kiss it. That guitar and I were one, and you know they all made fun. I didn't care, I just played on. Too bad they missed. Christmas Eve, as mass dragged by, is when I found out I could fly. Out of the car and then inside, where every light was glowing. There it was behind the tree, for the last time quietly. I hugged it and it hugged me, and the music started flowing. That guitar, I'd hold it close, tell it things nobody knows. I took it everywhere I'd even kiss it. That guitar and I were one, and you know they all made fun. I didn't care, I just played on. Too bad they missed it. I played music constantly, it was like the red shoes for me. How was I to know that it would be the one thing? That next summer my dad died, 3 months later my sister buried by his side. All the countless tears I cried, never knowing who would save me. I'd just sit out in the yard and be rocked by that guitar. Every note would soothe my heart, oh, the healing that it gave me. That guitar, I'd hold it close, tell it things nobody knows. I took it everywhere I go, I'd even kiss it. The guitar and I were one, and they all stopped making fun. I would just play on, and eventually they came around.
Two family Christmas stories there. Tearjerkers. We heard Megan McDonough. What a great voice. This was from Christine Lavin Presents, Just One Angel on Yellowtail Records. She put out a whole release of different people singing songs for the holidays. The Christmas guitar we heard. Before we heard that from Megan, we heard Kevin Brody doing Walnuts and Rice. Always a favorite. Love that cut. His release is called Familiar. We heard David Wilcox doing Vance Gilbert's Rudy Rap. And from the official bootleg album by John Forrester, we heard the All-Purpose Carol, and kicking it off way back with Joy to the World, the guitar work. And now from the same album that we just heard Megan McDonough doing a cut from, we're hearing Sally Fingerette now with Jewish Kid, Born on Christmas Day, Talking Blues.
Back in 1954, down in Chicago by the South Shore, baby girl is born that Christmas morn. Ooh, here comes drama. Of those Christmas babies that arrive, she's one of the lucky in the first five, wins free diapers, whole year's supply. Ooh, got a happy mama.
The hospital nurses were more than delighted to help with the names they get all excited. Name her Mary, Carol. How about Christine? There's always Judy or Josephine, you know. Use the letter J in honor of the baby Jesus. But the parents were having none of that, so they gently replied to avoid a spat. Thank you for those names. We're not Christmas people, so if it's all the same, we thought we'd go with something Jewish, something Hebraic. We'll call her Esther Shandel. That's quite a handle for a brand new baby. A trend was starting in the 1950s. Names were getting Americanized. Downsized, de-ethnicized, a futile attempt to depolarize. And so the family decides to be translating, truncating, ultimately assimilating. So the beautiful and biblical name of Esther Shandel gets homogenized on down. They call her Sally. That would be me. Now, being born on Christmas really sucks. I got a lot to say. You can trust my litany will be very long. For years, I've tried to write this song. I'm a cranky old broad with no decorum. I'm stealing licks from the Taco Blues forum. It's my turn to have my say, because I'm a Jewish kid born on Christmas Day. I'm a Jewish kid born on Christmas Day. Remember back when I turned 5, no birthday party would ever jive. No little friends could come around, cause the Jewish ones had all left town. They went to Florida, Christmas break at Bubby's house. And the Gentile ones? Well, come on, it's Christmas! Back then, gas stations and movie theaters would close. There was nothing open. Goodness knows, just a rickety Chinese restaurant. Happy birthday, Sally, have whatever you want. What do I know? I'm 5. They give me rice and a fortune cookie. On our way back home from eating Chinese, we drive up and down the icy streets, peeking into windows, see Christmas trees. We'd have us a contest. Which side of the street had the best Christmas lights? Sparkly houses lit up bright, but I'm a little girl. I start to cry. I don't understand why the baby Jesus is out in the cold in the front yard manger covered in snow. Why didn't they bring him in where it was nice and warm near the fireplace where the stockings were hung? Let him open presents with the girls and the boys. Give him Christmas cookies. Let him play with toys. I'd give him my fortune cookie. My fortune said, learn many languages. Go far. I wanted to learn to speak Catholic and go to Christmas. Cause I'm a Jewish kid, born on Christmas Day. I turned 10 in 1964. I was miserable down to my core. Radio and TV were a horrid bore. Remember, before cable, radio blasting choirs from the Vatican, TV humming with off-the-air patterns, Christmas people rushing everywhere. For us, alienation and despair. There was nothing to do but sit and wait and wait. As the world came to a screeching halt, midday on December 24th, folks said, don't worry, kids, it's over soon. Felt like we were lost, marooned. Thankful our cousins from Skokie would visit. Aunt Lil was planning on bringing a brisket. She called to say they were out of gas. Stations were closed, they'd have to pass. Oh, happy birthday, Sally. My mom starts to bake a cake. We're out of eggs. Oi. Well, really, I could go on and on. No doubt this is one depressing song. Truth is, no one forgets my birthday because they know it's a drag. And they all call to say, hey, what a drag. And I say, yeah, thanks. And then I ask them what they got for Hanukkah. Because now, this year, it's also Hanukkah. I get birthday calls on Christmas Eve. So now I call it Birthday Eve. Just a chosen few get Birthday Eve. Who? I'll tell you. Humphrey Bogart, Jimmy Buffett, Annie Lennox, and Sissy Spacek. I wonder if they all get birthday presents wrapped in Christmas paper. Look, it's Charlie Brown with Lucy and Linus, dressed as the three wise men, standing over Snoopy as, shh, the baby Jesus. In spite of myself, I've grown up trying not to be a bitter adult, but the biggest mishigas of all is when I'm out shopping at the mall. I've had a lovely time perusing. My credit card is perched for using. The cashier asks for my ID. I hand it over. He takes a peek and then I hold my breath as I wait to see if he notices. Yep, he notices. Stand back. Here it comes every time. Oh, you're a Christmas baby. Right then and there, I have to make a choice to just say thanks or raise my voice and let loose with my talking blues. But hopefully I'm smart enough to choose to just let it go. Turn the other ear, because that's what the shh baby Jesus would do. He too was a Jewish kid, born on Christmas Day.
I remember back to when I was about 4 years old. My mom took me out to the department store, you know, to sit on Santa's lap. And I got at the end of a long line of other kids. And I waited about as patiently as an impatient little four-year-old can possibly wait. And it was finally my turn. And I walked up to Santa and I looked him straight in the eye. And I said, I'm Jewish. And he looked me straight back in the eye and told me he was too. It was a job.
My family never roasted chestnuts on an open fire. We never went around the neighborhood singing carols with the choir. Never went to midnight mass or sat on cold hard pews. My family, we had different views. Well, I never had to be good. Just for goodness sake, and on Christmas Eve I did not try to keep myself awake, listening for sleigh bells and looking for a mouse. Santa always skipped over our house. Jimmy got a train set with a shiny new caboose. Billy an erector set with nuts and bolts and screws. Tammy got a kit for making cheese fondues. But on Christmas I got nothing, 'cause we were Jews. Well, I never put up trimmings, 'cause I never had a tree. I would not know a mistletoe from a torpedo's knee. Never sat on Santa's lap, but hey, if Jesus was a Jew, wouldn't that make Santa be one too? I used to hate when it was cold enough for Christmas to be white. Never hung a wreath of holly, never strung the arbor lights. So the houses look so pretty, but the electricity they must have used. Now we lit candles, 'cause we were Jews. Annie got a bright red pair of kangaroo shoes. Kathy got some soaps and an assortment of shampoos. Even Buffy's dingo got some brand new rawhide chews. But on Christmas, I got nothing, 'cause we were Jews. Well, sometimes we ate chicken, sometimes we ate lamb, sometimes we ate corned beef, but we never had a ham. Never did like eggnog or those wine and cider brews. We drank manischewitz, ugh, 'cause we were Jews. Jenny got a bike, she had to wait till spring to use. Tommy from across the street, he got his front tooth. Joshua got a horn so he could learn to play the blues. Horns, boy, I already had some.
We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt. Hitler had just invaded Poland. Madonna had just become a Jew. Moses was found on the Potomac. Then he marched with Martin Luther King. He came back to free us from our bondage, 'cause S&M has never been our thing. They tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat. They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. So they chase us to the border, there's a parting of the water. Tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat. Then the Pharaoh, who looked like Yul Brynner, heard the Jews were trying to escape. Charlton Heston came
came right down from the mountain. He said, Pharaoh, you're a damn dirty ape. The menorah was almost out of oil. Farrakhan was planning Kristallnacht. The gefilte was nearing extinction. It looked like Moses and his flock were verkocht. They tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat. They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. But we knew how to resist, cause we'd read in Schindler's List. Tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
The 10 Egyptian plagues. Blood. Locusts. Boils. Dandruff. Acne. Bacne. Piles. Cataracts. Sciatica. Sickle cell anemia.
We fled on foot. There was no time to tarry. Leavening the bread would take too long. All we had was egg foo young and matzah. While battling the fearsome Viet Cong. And so tonight we gather to remember the ancient Hebrews who paid the price. We have a Seder each year in December to commemorate our Savior Jesus Christ. They tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat. They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. So we never did succumb to the annual pogrom. Tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat. Tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat.
They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. So come on, blow the shofar, cause they haven't nailed us so far. Tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat.
We'd like to buy a Christmas goose, but the fridge is on the fritz.
The Chevy needs McPherson struts, and the furnace called it quits. Every month's another thrill.
Now December brings its chill with each ringing of the till. Santa brings a bigger bill. Today we got a second chance. 'Twas too good to be true.
A brand new card, a cash advance, and lower interest too. Just 16 digits and what do we get?
Commodious credit and spiraling debt. With our plastic safety net, we've snagged the biggest loan shark yet.
It's always Christmas time for Visa. MasterCard gets presents every day.
They're happy as can be when we discover neath our tree
the finance charge that never goes away.
It's always Christmas time for Visa. Those lenders feel the splendor and the cheer.
The interest that they're making is the gift that keeps on taking
and leaves us buried deeper every year.
To consolidate our credit cards, we took out a new loan.
Though we hated to give up the equity in our home, our holidays are bittersweet.
We're celebrating in the street with only candy canes to eat.
Now our misery is complete. It's always Christmas time for Visa. MasterCard gets presents every day.
Our interest rate just went to 29%.
Even though we've never failed to pay.
It's always Christmas time for Visa. An American expression of good cheer.
The payments that we're making are the gift that keeps on taking
and leads us buried deeper.
Leads us buried deeper every year.
Austin Lounge Lizards. Christmas time for Visa. Bunch of comical songs there in a row. Before that, we heard Jumongous, which is what this duo goes by, and their entire album is funny stuff about being Jewish. And we heard They Tried to Kill Us, We Survived, Let's Eat. We heard Chuck Brodsky talk about sitting on Santa's lap, finding out Santa was Jewish, and his song, On Christmas, I Got Nothing. And we heard Sally Fingerette, Jewish kid, born on Christmas Day, talking blues. Holiday music this hour, a little more serious now. John McCutcheon wrote a killer song covered by many people about the truce, the famous truce in England during wartime. And evidently, both sides had to be threatened with some sort of punishment to go back to fight. And it just proved how hard it would be to have somebody in their sights that they had just traded cigarettes with and had a football game with in the fields. War is just so crazy. Here's John McCutcheon, Christmas in the Trenches.
There are some songs as a writer that you write, and there are other songs that you just sort of write down. They come through you, and that was definitely the case for this song, so I can speak with it with a certain amount of distance. This came to me totally as a gift. 5 minutes, bam, it was there, and some of the most remarkable things that have happened to me in my life have happened to me because of this song. Probably the most remarkable thing, though, that's happened to me is happened a couple years ago when I was at a little festival in Denmark, a little town called Turnder. And every time I played, there was this little bevy of very old, and we're talking old, German men who had come across the border and showed up at my shows, and they usually came in late. Came trotting up the aisle, and there usually wasn't a seat left. So they just stood there at the edge of the stage and watched me, and without expression, turned around, left when I was done. The last set, and I'm watching these guys turn around to leave as I finish my last song, and I'm thinking, who are these guys? So I sat down my auto harp or whatever I was playing, jumped off the edge of the stage and ran up the aisle and caught the last guy. And I said, you guys have been really sweet showing up all these places, but what's the deal? And the guy said, well, we're here because of that song. I said, what song? He said, well, you know that song, the one that's on the radio. That's how we heard about you and about this festival. He said, because all our lives, our families, our friends, have told us we were crazy. Couldn't possibly have happened to us. But then we heard your song on the radio and we said, see? See? Because we were there. And they were there 75 years ago, this last Christmas Eve, when the events that this song commemorates happened. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. From Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to here, I fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas songs were sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. Well, I was lying with my messmates on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, and the gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. Well, as soon as they were finished, and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen, struck up some lads from Kent. Oh, the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis Silent Night, says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Soon one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet we met there hand to hand. Oh, we shared some secret brandy and we wished each other well, and in a flare-lit soccer game we gave him hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own.
Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us. France was France once more. With sad farewells, we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that beat that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. Frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. The walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned his lessons well. That the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Spend time with his children when they'd come home from school every day. Before he would go to work second shift, he'd help them with homework, and sometimes they'd play baseball out in the yard. If it was raining, they'd sit and play cards. But then there was trouble at the steel mill. One night there were sirens and lights. People were screaming and shouting. Somebody started a fight. Now Daddy's home more than before, but he doesn't play much anymore. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. Children are snuggled in bed, but there are no visions of sugar plums dancing. It's questions that fill up their heads. The company boarded up windows, put a fence all the way around the mill. Told union workers they couldn't come back, that all of their jobs had been filled by people from out of the state. Then the company locked up the gates. And it's 17 years at the steel mill to provide for his family's needs. But the company, it seems, cares less about people and more about profits and greed. So it's up with the burn barrels and signs, make a stand on the old picket line. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. The children are snuggled in bed. There are no visions of sugar plums dancing. It's questions that fill up their heads. The union is still in lockout, but more than 2 years have gone by. First Christmas was tough, but donations came in. that seemed to keep everyone's spirits high. When Daddy did odd jobs in town, he refused to let his family down. But it's Christmas once more down in Mansfield. There isn't even much snow, but nobody's counting on charity. It seems that was used up a long time ago, but somewhere Dad found a small tree and he hung up the lights carefully. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. Children are snuggled in bed. There are no visions of sugar plums dancing. It's questions that fill up their heads. Then the women of steel from the Steelworkers Union brought toys for the girls and the boys. Firemen's Union from somewhere downstate brought turkeys and hams, and they filled up the plate with cheers and good tidings for all. It's Christmas in a steel union hall. When Daddy looked down at his children, and he smiled with sorrow and pride. Then he sat down on the union hall floor, put his face in his hands, and he started to cry. Though he had been strong now for years, he just couldn't hold back the tears. Well, God bless these workers and families, for the road that they travel is long. And as they stand up what they believe, will God grant them courage and help them along. Let the spirit of hope still shine bright as the stars down on Mansfield that night. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio, but the children laugh and they play. But nobody here can forget about trouble. Maybe they'll set them aside for one day. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. The children laugh and they play. But nobody here can forget about troubles. Maybe they'll set them aside for one day and remember the kindness they found this Christmas in a steel mill town. Give thanks for the kindness they found this Christmas in a steel mill town.
By the time that I'd hit Barstow, I'd quit drinking. The silent night was cold, the lights were blinking. I slept under a public Christmas tree. Woke up feeling stiff, saw my life was a gift given exclusively to me. I'm going home for Christmas, thinking that I should go and see the family and hope it's understood that when you wander far away from your old neighborhood, you must go home for Christmas. You must go home for Christmas. You must go home for good. Now I met three men about half a mile from Vegas. Said this town was no place to spend Christmas. Well, they offered me a ride in their old car. Said the answer that you seek lies somewhere in the east. So I followed that rising morning star. should go and see the family and hope it's understood that when you wander far away from your old neighborhood, you must go home for Christmas. You must go home for Christmas. You must go home for good. And by the time I made Missouri, I decided to reunite the family I divided, to try to find some peace here on this earth, return to the city of my nativity and foster some goodwill for what it's worth. In Bethlehem, PA, I shaved and showered, called to say I'd be home in 3 hours. Well, it sounded like the phone line had gone dead. Before I hung up, the other end spoke up, and tearfully I listened as she said, please come home for Christmas, please come home for good, come and see your family, 'cause now it's understood that when you wander far away from your old neighborhood, you must go home for Christmas. You must go home for Christmas. You must go home for good. When you wander far away from your old neighborhood, you must go home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. You must go home for
Harold Purpose from his release, The Gift of the Magi, You Must Go Home for Christmas. Joe Jenks singing about Christmas in Mansfield, and John McCutcheon singing about Christmas in the trenches. Here are a couple of Hanukkah tunes.
How many nights for Hanukkah? Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Nights and days, days and nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the days and hey to the nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. How many candles do I light? Happy, joyous Hanukkah. 8 are the candles you should light for. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the days and hey to the nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hanukkah. 6 for the tricks the king did play. Happy, joyous Hanukkah.
for the new built altar place. Happy, joyous Hanukkah, late in the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah, late in the days and late in the nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Shines. Eight for the new build altar place. Seven for the sons of Hannah that died. Six for the kings and the tricks they tried. Five for the brothers Maccabee. Four for the Hebrew children. Three for the books that Ezra taught. Two for the father and mother love. One for Moses on the mount. Eight of the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah.
From my great-grandma. She lived in Strasbourg before the war. We share a name and we share a family. She died a year before I was born. I don't have ties to the Hebrew blessing. I don't feel God in the candle's flame, but I see family in each old tradition, and so I honor them and do the same. It's how I know where I belong. It's how I feel. Their blood in mine, and so I light the lamp and watch it burn and remember her and remember her. And I sang the prayers, but I don't know if I felt the meaning. I don't know if my heart was there. Now I understand the old traditions. It's less for us and it's more for them. So at Hanukkah, my heart aches softly as I light my mom's menorah again. It's how I know where I belong. It's how I feel their blood in mine. How I know where I belong. It's how I feel their blood in mine. And so I light the lamp and watch it burn and remember her and remember her. Thank you.
Christmas here, it usually just rains. But shoppers keep on shopping, though they call each other names. I'm driving on the beltway, I'm headed for the exit lane. But this holiday traffic jam is gonna drive me insane. It's on to the shopping mall, I got my Christmas list. A wallet full of credit cards gonna rack up more debt. Stop is Starbucks, there's that new drink to try. Tastes of peppermint and chocolate and only costs $7.95. It's Christmas time in Maryland for this Montgomery County Jew, celebrating Jewish Christmas with a movie and Chinese food. All the stores are crowded, holiday cheer is in the air. I wave high to Santa and spill my drink everywhere. Now I'm wet and grumpy, a child is screaming in my ear. As the choir sings, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. It's Christmas time in Maryland for this Montgomery County Jew, celebrating Jewish Christmas with a movie and Chinese food. All of these sights and sounds follow me all around. It gets a little hard. Driving me to drink. When I was a little boy, for a Christmas tree I would push. Cause no matter what they tell you, there's no such thing as a Hanukkah bush. One more last thing before this song is through. Happy, happy, happy holidays to all the Gentiles and the Jews. It's Christmas time in Maryland for this Montgomery County Jew, celebrating Jewish Christmas with a movie and Chinese food.
The Klezmatics, Emily Kern, and then just now, Steve Gelman. Hope you're in the holiday spirit, and I'll be here next week, same time. This has been Folk Plus. I'm Angela Page.
Support comes from the Homestead School, Montessori education, preschool through early college with campuses in Glens Bay and Hurleyville. Building the intelligence, creativity, connection, and skills for an ecological future since 1978. Homesteadschool.com. From the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from listener donations at wjffradio.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print and here on the radio, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. Join me each week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, every Sunday evening at 6, starting January 5th on Radio Catskill.
This is Radio Catskill. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 4 this afternoon to 10 tomorrow morning for northeast Pennsylvania. Mixed precipitation expected with total snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches and ice accumulations of a light glaze. And a hazardous weather outlook for Delaware and Sullivan counties. A period of light snow and a wintry mix moves through the region into tomorrow morning. Tonight's low 25. Moderating temperatures will change morning snow showers to rain showers by late day tomorrow, a high of 36.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. On air, live streaming at WJFFradio.org. Ask your smart speaker to play Radio Catskill. Radio Catskill.
local news, culture, and NPR.